bit like everybody else is around them, to be honest. We have a couple of decent results and then go in and put in a poor performance, and, you know, that's a reason they're down there, and the same way we are in the other four or five teams as well. So, you know, it's turned into a 5-6-game league, and, you know, it's still in Vale's hands at the end of the day, so it's looking a lot better position than it was a couple of games ago before last night. You know, last two results were promising, so, you know, like I say, it's a 5-game league, and whoever gets the best results in them 5 games is going to manage to stay up.
Bearing in mind what we used to say when you were part of the promotion-winning team, we were going on about characters, personality in the dressing room. From what you've seen on the pitch and from what you know of the people there, have they got enough character to get out of it?
You're always going to lose character, especially when you're taking away, you know, lads that have been there for a long time. You know, you've got these Carl Dickinson, Richard Duffy, you know, all lads that have been in there for a couple of years and got a great togetherness to all of a sudden chuck in a load of lads that have never played English football before. You're always going to lose that character. But like I say, I mean, it shouldn't really come down to character anyway. It should come down to your ability on the pitch. But I think sometimes if you do have that character in a dressing room, you can unite together and bounce off one another to get the results, whether you're playing well or badly. You know, you can lift each other with your performances or what goes on off the pitch as well behind the scenes. And looking from the outside in, I think it's going to be difficult to get a group of lads together when you've got foreign lads that haven't played English football before. Probably lads who'd like to do different things. We used to go golf 2 or 3 times a week when we were there. We'd have the occasional night out, and just the togetherness was superb. So I'd imagine it's probably not as strong as it was when we were there.
Michael Brown's future is obviously not going to get decided until the end of the season, you would have thought, once the club's fate has been decided one way or another. As a Vale fan yourself, how much do you think he should get the job full-time?
I think he's worth giving a go. Although, you see it on social media now, and people slate Michael Brown, you know. He's inherited a squad that had nothing to do with them at the end of the day. And there's a lot of deadwood there, and there's a lot of players that are being left out of the squad, and some people are saying, why isn't he involved? And why? At the end of the day, it's his opinion on the players, and I think, you know, if he could have his choice and get rid of half the squad and bring half a new squad in, he'd do that tomorrow. But obviously, his hands are tied at the minute. Chris Eagles has been on fire. I know Peary got sent off last night, but I think he deserves to be given a chance. I mean, he could have got any manager in the world to inherit that squad, and people would still be blaming the manager. You can't keep blaming the manager over and over and over. You know, I find that ridiculous, really. There's no thought into what people are saying half the time. Just get rid of the manager, get rid of him, get rid of it. You know, it's stupidity, really. It's money that they haven't got. They can't afford to pay a manager, God knows how much a year, to come and inherit a squad that isn't good enough. Half the squad's been a mistake from start to finish, and I think everybody accepts that. But I think if you can give Brownie a summer where he can ship a few out and bring some of his own players and get his own stamp on the squad, certainly knowing the player that Brownie was and played with, I'm sure he could get a bit of passion and fight in and amongst the squad. I just think he's found it very difficult at the time he's been brought in to try and turn things round, and I think people are jumping all over it, and I think it's uncalled for. No, that's not just from somebody who knows Brownie, that's coming from somebody who supports the club as well. I think any young manager starting the game's got to start somewhere, and I think at the end of the year, give him a chance, give him a few months to bring in his own squad, and I think he'll bring some passion and that the fans want to see at Vale Park.
Just finally, you're involved in the situation at the bottom of the table. How much do you think Vale have got a chance of getting out of it?
Well, it's in their hands at the minute, and that's the position you want to be in. They've got a game in hand on most of the teams around them. And then they're on the bottom four at the minute, so, you know, at the end of the day, if the league was to finish now, they'd be safe, so it's in their hands. It's a difficult run-in. I mean, everybody's looked at the fixtures, and we've got a very tough run-in. We've got 3 of the top 6, I think, and Vale have got a very tough run-in. But so Shrewsbury and Oldham and everybody else in the mix, so it's going to be difficult, but like I said before, it's a 5-game playoff now, and until the most, I know it sounds ridiculous, but whoever's going to pick up the most points from them 5 games is going to end up safe at the end of the year, and people keep saying a point against MK Dons wasn't good enough, or a point for us against Millwall wasn't good enough, but at the end of the day, every point now in the end of the season is going to prove vital, and if you can go on a 2 or 3 game unbeaten run and pick up a couple of wins, then you give yourself every chance of staying out of it.